Good morning, 10:02 here on a beautiful Thursday morning. Welcome into the Blitz, Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio. Rick Butler, Brandon Orrick, Chance Collins, Davis along with you for the ride today. We got a good show coming up. Championship season right off the bat. The NHL found their Stanley Cup champion last night. Could the NBA champion be crowned today? The U.S. Open will have a champion in just a couple days. It is champion season. Gentlemen, how are y'all doing today?
Doing good, Rick.
Yeah?
Feeling pretty good, Ricky.
Chance, welcome back.
Championship season. Thank you.
Glad to have you.
Always. Good to be back. Good to be anywhere. Is that what Cody says?
Good to be here. Good to be anywhere.
Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. What a blessing.
It is champion season, though, I guess. You even have the women going for the starting, I guess, their road to the championship. Where is the Women's World Cup being, right? Or where is it taking place? Does anybody know?
It's a lot of different places. It's not just one location, right?
Well, isn't the World Cup always in like a centralized area? Like the way...
They usually have it in a... Like one country.
Yeah. You have any idea where it is?
No.
Shows our knowledge
it's
here.
It's in North America, right? Aren't they playing like they're playing a couple games in Mexico? They played some in San Diego or something like that.
Oh, I guess that would make sense.
Yeah.
I would love to. I don't know when the World Cup is going to come back to America. Like the Men's World Cup. I don't know when it's going to come back to America, but
like. Not this next World Cup. Like 2026.
Yeah, the one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it'll be in North America.
I've always heard that like the World Cup is like a total detriment to like the cities or I guess the places, especially if they don't have the infrastructure already. Right? Like if you do the World Cup in America, you just use the football stadiums because it's some of the greatest stadiums in the world. But for a lot of these countries, you know, they have to build these insane stadiums that look good on an international base, and then they're just stuck with them, you know, and they have all these soccer stadiums all around their country, all in their cities, and they just have essentially nothing to do with them. Like, I guess in the short term it makes you a lot of money because you have so many people coming in for the World Cup, but in the long run you're in some serious trouble.
The Women's World Cup
is in Paris France. This year. Yeah, I was about to say we're totally wrong.
It's where?
France.
It's in France this year.
So just France or like the surrounding European countries
just
as well?
Just France.
Just France.
Yep.
Okay. So speaking of championships, the St. Louis Blues are your new NHL Stanley Cup champions. They win game 7 by a score of 4-1. Early January, they were in last place. Not in their division, in national hockey. Like in the entire league. Last place. 45 games left in the schedule. They win their last 30. They sneak into the playoffs. And they beat the Boston Bruins in 7 games to capture the trophy. Brandon Orrick, did you watch any of this like you said you would?
I did.
The whole thing?
No, not the whole thing. I watched the first period, and that was really all you needed to watch. The Blues came out and kind of took control early on. I mean, they took a 2-0 lead before the first period was even over with. I was surprised. I thought that Boston would come out and put up a better performance than that.
Yeah, they won 4-1. Like, it wasn't necessarily close. And it was just kind of one of those games, and I think that, you know, hockey is one of the most evident sports that you can see it in, is when one team is just dominating, like it can get ugly.
Yeah.
Even if goals aren't actively being scored, like you can tell which team is seriously on a roll. I mean, everything goes in their favor pretty much. So.
Did you watch the entire game?
Oh, absolutely not.
No. I was about to say, you're surprising me.
No, I did not watch
a little bit here and there.
I did not
like
watch
Brandon
the
said,
game.
The Blues did jump out early. Bruins really didn't have any match. But that's about it. Like, I kind of just glanced here and there, back and forth. Couldn't tell you who scored. Couldn't tell you key players. Some guy won a trophy at the end, and they took home the cup too. You know, it's always cool, just the cup, when they bring out the cup with the white gloves.
It is cool.
It's probably the best trophy in sports, right?
Think so. Are we going to do that today?
I would say it's either that or the World Series trophy. That's always been my favorite. I think the Lombardi trophy looks stupid.
I like the Larry O'Brien trophy. That's another good one. That's the NBA championship.
I think that one looks generic. Hold on, let me look it up so I'm looking at
the
right
World
one.
Series trophy is probably the best. I think that one's the best with all the pennant flags.
The Larry O'Brien trophy
World Cup.
In the NHL or in the NFL Lombardi trophy look pretty much the exact same. It's a big cylinder with the ball on top of it. Now the college football trophy is basically the same thing, just without the ball. It's just a big old cylinder. I don't like those. I think you do something unique. The World Series one, what is it, like 50 flags? Or maybe it's 32. I don't
However many teams.
30, 32. Like, that looks awesome. That's unique. There's nothing else like it.
Too many trophies look the same. I mean, the Stanley Cup, though, but I feel like, yeah, it's cool and all, but it's also a big cylinder. And people like it because, like, people drink out of it. It gets a little advantage.
Well, it's just huge. That's the best part of it.
It takes like the cylinder to a different level.
And how it's
level.
Like, you know, it's passed around and everything like that. I think that also is the appeal.
Also, there's just nothing else like it. Like, there's no other trophy in sports that is just a gigantic cup.
In tennis, I forget which one, but they've got some cup trophies, some pretty big ones. Also in golf. Not as tall as the as the Stanley
Bring up
Cup.
A good point. Would the Masters green jacket be counted as a trophy? Because that's got to shoot close to the top, right?
Yeah.
Like, I would rather have the green jacket than I would probably
any trophy. It is your trophy at the end.
But that's the World Series.
That's what it is. It definitely counts.
But it's not technically a trophy.
It's not technically, but that's what you're playing for. It's the trophy. Trophy is, you know, technical, it's what you're playing for, you know, the end game for the championship, the end to the means. So in a sense, it may not be a trophy as far as tangible and what a trophy is, but like, I mean, it's the trophy. It's what they're playing for, and the money, obviously.
Yeah, the money does factor in. Speaking of money.
But they want that green jacket, too.
The Masters trophy, there's an actual Masters trophy. It's like the little clubhouse.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like a house. That's pretty cool.
It's the little clubhouse.
It is the clubhouse.
Whatever they call that place.
You're right, Brandon. I forget that there is one.
Isn't it like Butler's Cabin or something?
I don't think it's Butler's Cabin. You might be right, though, but that doesn't sound right. Did you just say it was Butler's Cabin because Rick Butler?
I've always felt like my last name was a part of something in golf. Like, I noticed that from time to time. Like, they'll be doing something, and then they'll say Butler something.
It is.
It is? Is it the Butler's Clubhouse or the Butler's Cabin?
It is the Butler Cabin.
The Butler Cabin.
Is one of the most historic properties at Augusta and a place to remember with great fondness, Master Champions. The Butler's Cabin, like, is that where the Butlers hung out?
No, that's what my family donated to Augusta.
Is that right?
That's right.
I mean, Augusta's...
That's a true story.
Augusta's very old, guys. I'm sure it's where the Butlers hung out. Let's be honest.
I'm a big fan of just the crystal ball, the crystal football.
Yeah.
I think they still...
Yep. Way better than...
I mean, I know they redid the trophy, but I still think the national champion gets the crystal ball. I think.
Do they?
I think. Pretty sure. I think they get both.
I think you might be right. It's like, can I recall? Yeah, I think you might be right. I feel like Dabo was holding up the crystal ball last year.
Did they switch that when?
The college football playoff.
Yeah.
Yep. That's when they started.
Now it's like the Dr. Pepper trophy, because you always get those commercials of that weird dude.
He's funny, Larry.
Larry Culpepper.
He is
Larry
funny.
Culpepper, dude.
Yeah, he is.
How do you not like Larry Culpepper?
I just said he's weird. I do think he's kind of funny. I do think those commercials get annoying after a little while, though. Like, we get it. Dr. Pepper Trophy.
Money, man. Money talks.
Speaking of money, in the St. Louis game last night, actually, I'm going to – I proposed this question to Brandon earlier before he saw his story. Chance, I'm going to propose this to you.
Okay. Propose it.
Say the Chicago Bulls are in the NBA Finals.
Okay.
Doesn't matter who they're against. But the Bulls win Game 5.
Gotcha.
So they go up on their opponent, no matter who it is, 3-2.
Okay.
Now, a couple months before, you placed a $400 bet in Las Vegas.
Gotcha.
The payout is $100,000.
Okay.
Right? So that's what you're looking at right now. The Bulls win Game 5. You're one game away. I come up to you, and I offer you $75,000 for your bet.
For the ticket.
For the ticket. Now, you would obviously lose $25,000 in potential money, but it's also guaranteed. I'd give you it. The transfer would happen. We'd Venmo it over right now. Are you taking it?
Yeah, because I'm only put in $400, and you're going to give me $75,000, which is guaranteed, and they may not win the next game.
Yeah.
And I'm going to lose $75,000 because I just had $75,000 in hand. Yeah, I'm definitely going to take that. Would you not take that, Brandon?
Yeah, I took the guaranteed
money. All three of us said we'd take it.
Yeah, you got to take the guaranteed money.
Scott Barry, however, did not take the guaranteed money.
What?
And he...
What?
He won. So Scott Barry apparently put $400 on the Blues to win the Stanley Cup all the way back in January when they were basically dead last.
Yes.
Right? So they had 250-1 chance of winning the Stanley Cup Finals.
Gotcha.
You know, he said whatever.
Yeah.
He said he did it. So basically, I guess he had multiple chances to get out of the bet without putting any money down from prop swap. I guess that's who did it. Barry got offers from other bettors to buy him out at $75,000 when the Blues were up 3-2 before Game 6. Barry said no, seeing it as bad karma for the team he is rooting for. He did not take the money. The Blues end up winning two games later in Game 7. He walks home with $100,000, and his team won their first championship. Good for you, Scott Barry.
Yeah, I guess
good for you.
Good for you, but I still would have taken that $75,000. Would have definitely have taken it.
I think you have to because now there's
one. You're damn right you have to. You never know what's going to happen in
Game
7.
There's one of two things that are going to happen. Either your team's going to win the finals and you're still going to be making $75,000.
Yes.
Or your team, or $100,000. No, I guess it still would be $75,000.
$75,000.
Or your team loses. You have complete and utter heartbreak.
And you lose $400 and you don't win $70,000 and you don't get
Well, you're still up, I guess, if you're taking the bet, I'm saying. So either your team wins and you make $75,000 or your team loses and you still make three-quarters of $100,000. I would say that's one decent way to get over a heartbreak.
But if his team lost, he wasn't going to make it.
No, he did. Somebody was going to offer him $75,000 straight up for his bet. So they were spending $75,000 at the chance to
get the $100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that mean he gets the $75,000 guaranteed?
Yeah, if they were going to pay him, but you were saying that you confused me because you said if he lost, because if he
I guess I should have said if the Blues lost.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Got you.
Still, man. The cojones on Scott Barry. Stick with the bet. Didn't want to put that karma on his team. Good for you. Good for you, Scott Barry. Congratulations to the St. Louis Blues. Although, I personally very much dislike the Blues. But oh well. It is what it is.
Get over it. You're just mad. You're just mad because they beat
Have I actually
the Stars.
Sounded mad?
You did just then.
I said congratulations. I said, but I don't like them, but oh well. Golly, Brandon. Yeah, you had a lot of negativity yesterday.
Oh.
Don't put that over on me today.
Brandon gets spicy? I like when Brandon gets spicy.
We did get spicy yesterday. We got very spicy.
I like it.
Coming up next on The Blitz will be the opening drive. We'll give you some of the top headlines from yesterday leading into today. Do not go anywhere. Be right back on the other side of the break. This is The Blitz. The opening drive starts now here on The Blitz. First down, as we mentioned yesterday, or I guess actually earlier today, I'm getting all mixed up. The U.S. Open begins today. I would say this is one of the biggest championships for golf, along up there with the Masters, the PGA, maybe a couple of others. Brooks Koepka is your defending champion. He was the one who kind of gave Tiger Woods a run for his money in the Masters on that infamous Masters Sunday. So Brooks Koepka playing unbelievable golf right now. He is the...
Is he the number one player?
In the world?
Yeah. Is he?
I feel like he's got to be up there in the top five. I do not know that for sure.
I think that he was close. Maybe he isn't yet, but I know that he was previously
He's at close. Least making a run. Like, I would have to believe. So he is not the favorite for the tournament. That would be Dustin Johnson sitting at 7-1 odds. Koepka, though, has 8-1 odds. Tiger and Rory both have 10-1. And then Spieth rounds out that top five players at 16-1. So that begins today. Tee times will start. Actually, they started about 30 minutes ago. So maybe, I guess there probably won't be anything very interesting happening going on in our show because the big names will tee off later in the day this afternoon. But if anything happens, we'll be sure to let you know. So that right there, first down, U.S. Open begins today.
Big U.S. Open fan. Back a couple months ago after Tiger, when he did win the Masters, when I was still, you know, doing a show with Trey, I think we talked about, you know, what's another major that he might win this year? He's always did well here. I think that, you know, this might be the one. Like you say, his odds. I'm going to put money on Tiger. I did it last time. He won the Masters. Maybe this time, bring Tiger some good luck. I hope at least he's out there, you know, top the, you know, at least close to the leader on Sunday. That's the only thing you can hope, especially for golf.
A little bit of gambling news for you.
Yeah.
Brandon, do you have a horse in the race?
No. I would love to see Tiger pull it off again. I don't know if he has it in him. I'd like to see Rory get one. I'd like to see Rory get it done.
Rory did win this past weekend, the Canadian Open. Did win that. Played very well.
I would love to see Jordan Spieth win. It's my boy.
Oh, is he? Why is he your boy?
He went to LSU. He went to Texas. He grew up like 20 minutes away from my house.
Spieth? Didn't he go to LSU?
No, I believe he went to Texas.
Nah, I believe that's fake news, Rick.
I know he's from Texas. I don't know where he went.
Yeah, I think he went
to
LSU.
Fact check coming.
He went to LSU. I'd put $100 on that.
I don't have $100. Yeah, but I'll put a little bit of pride on the line.
Because he went to LSU with another guy that went there that's also a pro. I can't remember who he is, but yeah.
Brandon, do you have the information?
Oh, he went to LSU. You can. Jordan Spieth.
Nope. No. He went to Texas.
The eyes of Texas are upon you. I thought he went to LSU.
Nope. Which one went to LSU?
Oh, I feel good about that.
You should have bet $100.
According to Wikipedia,
college, University of Texas, Jordan Spieth. He grew up in Highland Park.
It's their buddies that went. The smiley guy. Hook That's him. Who went to LSU.
Okay, cool.
You should have bet me.
Hook him.
You should have bet me, Rick. You would have won that one. $100 richer. You could have put some money on the U.S. Open.
I'll take the pride. I feel good about the pride. I would have just turned around and put that on Jordan Spieth and then probably lost that money at the end of the day.
Is he your boy, though?
Yes, he is.
Because he's a Texas grad, huh? Because he's from Texas.
I like the guy. I've always liked the guy.
Yeah.
I grew up right outside of Dallas. Went to Jesuit. Played many games against
him. Now, was he your guy before he became Jordan Spieth pro golfer winning Majors.
So I knew who he was.
Really?
Because he's 3 years older than me.
Okay.
Right, and he was, you know, for what I had friends.
Look at Rick with the receipts. Okay.
On my high school golf team, right? Who certainly knew of him because, you know, we would have gone to high school together. I guess he would have been a senior when me and my friends were freshmen, and so the name had gotten around. And then he went to Texas and just, you know, sports radio in Dallas talked about him a lot as the next guy, Jordan Spieth. If I had to put money down, I would take my boy Francisco Molinari. I don't know why. I still feel like he crashed and burned at the Masters, right? So maybe
a little bit.
Maybe he's got something in him. I don't know. Francisco Molinari. That's who I'm picking. Second down. The New England Patriots filed tampering charges Wednesday against the Houston Texans. They're calling people out for cheating. The cheaters. For the attempted general manager hire of Nick Cesario, according to sources. The league is now expected to gather relevant information to open its investigation against Houston, according to more sources. So I guess Houston was trying to take the general manager from New England. New England calling him out for it. Say you can't cheat. We've been caught cheating before, so we know what cheating is, man.
That's rich.
You can't cheat off the cheaters.
That's rich. The Patriots calling out somebody for cheating. Oh, yeah.
Is this like the Canadians calling people out for being, you know, bad sportsmanship?
No. This is, I don't know a good example, but this
the
is.
The good example would be New England calling other people cheaters.
Yeah, I mean, it's total hypocrisy. Everybody knows that the Patriots cheat.
And but you pot meat kettle.
Deflategate.
But they wanna act like they're innocent and call them out for tampering.
If you're not cheating, what's wrong with you?
I guess the Patriots interviewed this Cesario guy. They requested permission to interview him for their general manager job, but were not granted the permission, but still did.
How are you saying his name?
Cesario? Caserio.
This looks like Caserio.
Caserio?
Yeah. You're making it really hard.
Hey, words are hard for me.
Words are hard. Words
are hard for me.
Words,
I don't know why.
Words are hard.
Words are difficult. Let's see. Number three. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, and we will get into it more today because it is a very interesting story, so I just kind of want to tease this off the top right now. But with the retirement of Tennessee offensive lineman, hello, first Tennessee news of the day. 79 days till opening day, thanks to Rod telling us that it was 80 yesterday. I'm going to keep track.
Big Rod!
Melvin McBride announced his retirement yesterday. He was only here for a couple of weeks. This makes it the 7th Vol player to retire since December of 2018. You have Tanner Antonetti.
Antonetti.
Devontae Brooks, Chance Hall, James Brown, Eric Crosby, Derek Kirkland Jr., and now Melvin McBride. Five of those offensive linemen, as Brandon told you yesterday. Four of those retirees come in May. I mean, don't know what's in the water over there. But whatever it is, we got to get it fixed.
It's just strange.
It is strange. And I don't even know like if you can chalk it up to something in particular. Like I feel like you can't, right? If it's just a Trey Smith situation, right? Where it's just it's a health problem. That's it. It's an unfortunate health problem that just comes up in life for people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if
we don't know what Melvin McBride's is, but some of them are due to consistent injury. Like I believe that was Kirkland's, right?
Yeah, and it's probably most of them too. I mean, because most guys, I mean, you get one injury, you come back from that, but
repeated multiple
injuries and just nagging injuries like Kirkland Jr. It's just tough to come back.
Speaking of injuries, coming up later in the show, we will have Jeremy Pruitt give us a little bit of an update on Trey Smith. what he's going through right now, the rehab that he is, I guess, taking part in to get back to the team, to get back on the field. And it is good news. It is something you won't want to miss. So that is coming up later in the show. Fourth down to close out the segment, Tennessee football recruiting. Pick up a 2020 commitment from a Florida cornerback. His name is Lovey Jenkins.
Lovey.
Kind of sounds like Leroy Jenkins.
Does it?
Yes.
Lovey, Leroy.
Don't really sound alike.
Lovey, Leroy. Lovey Jenkins, Leroy Jenkins. It's there. All right.
Not really, but.
It's there.
Lovey Smith.
Proceed.
Lovey Smith. There you go.
It's the only Lovey you know. Do you know any other Lovey?
Do I know any other?
Nobody does.
Yes, I do. Lovey Jenkins. New Tennessee commitment.
Outside of Lovey Jenkins today.
In that case, no, I do not.
Okay.
I most definitely do not.
The only other Lovey I know.
Any other big Loveys, Brandon?
Lovey Simone.
Who's that?
Did you just Google Loveys?
She was born November 29th, 1998.
Brandon, that does absolutely nothing.
What did she do prominent?
1998?
Yep. She was raised for the first 12 years of her life in the Bronx, and she now lives in Orange County, New York.
So back to Lovey Jenkins.
What was
as
that?
Much
apparently
as I want to know about
Lovey. She's an
Lovey's
actress.
Oh, what kind of movie?
That was your lead.
Don't answer that. Don't answer
Don't
that.
Give
answer
us
that.
The her birthday.
Greenleaf.
Okay.
All Rise. Cher. That's about it.
Okay. We wish you the best in your future endeavors. Lovey Simone.
Samoy.
Oh, Samoy?
I think. Or Samay. What'd you say?
Simone.
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 Ha! 2 for 2 today. We wish you the best in your future endeavors, but I'm sorry, I don't really care about you. Lovey Jenkins, though, we do care about. 3-star cornerback, as we said earlier. I guess he'll be making his way into Knoxville soon. The Vols now have 9 players in the 2020 recruiting cycle. Ranks 28 in the nation, number 11 in the SEC per 247. I know Rivals had us about at 20 earlier in the week, so I don't know, you know, if this really kind of adds up, pushes us over some kind of edge. I wouldn't believe it does, but we will get that information for you. That's now 3 recruits for Tennessee football in the last, I guess, 7-day span. Things are heating up at the beginning of summer. You're getting guys in. That's a 4-star and 2 3-stars you're bringing in just in the casual dead time of June.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of been talking about Tennessee a little slow on the recruiting trail, not as many commitments. And then here we go this past week. We've had 3, so things picking up a little bit. On
getting it rolling. Trail. Money's being tossed around.
Things are rolling indeed. About to jump to a break right here. If you would like to join us on the phone lines, go ahead and give us a call. We're at 865-546-8200. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Championship season, U.S. Open, Tennessee recruiting, whatever it may be, go ahead and give us a call. And
no NASCAR, though.
On the show. Yeah, I would prefer not NASCAR. I don't know anything
about
it.
I won't do it. I
won't
talk
NASCAR.
Somebody
called in the other day asking about NASCAR, and we sent them over to the drive. We said,
yeah,
that's your show
won't
to call into.
Won't do it.
I don't know. I can make up information, but it's pretty much what I already do. So we will see you on the other side of the break. Final segment of the Blitz for hour number 1. Don't worry, we still got a whole hour to hopefully keep you entertained as you go about your morning. Right now, we are going to take a call from Roger. Roger, how are you doing this morning, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. How you doing this morning?
Doing good, Roger. How you doing, Roger?
I'm doing fine. How are they doing this morning?
Brandon's doing okay, too.
You're doing good, Raj.
Good. I want to tell y'all something before I ask you questions. I want to tell y'all any question. I just want to ask you. I just want to tell you this makes sense to you, okay? Makes sense to you or not? It's okay if it don't, but it's okay. But that's why I ask you. Does it make sense to you, Chance, if I tell you that I'm for Toronto, but not until I hope they game seven, because and what I'm saying, I hope they win, but not until game seven, because I want to be a fun game to watch. So I want them to win, but not tonight. I want to take the win.
Yeah,
tonight, and then
you like me, Rives. You want to? Yeah,
that makes any sense to you?
Makes a lot of sense, Raj. I totally understand it. You're like me. You're like a lot of NBA fans out there. You just want more basketball. You want the Raptors to win, but you don't mind if they don't win tonight, because that gets us one more game of the NBA, one more game of basketball before, I mean, I guess all the attention is nothing but on baseball that's going on for the rest of the summer. I mean, but we will have, and for the college football enthusiasts, we'll have, you know, SEC meetings, everything that camp's picking back up, and, you know, other things happening with recruiting. So, and the season's so close. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of NBA fans, Raj, they definitely want it to be go to Game 7. Game 7 in the NBA playoffs is – you know, Game 7 in any sport is great. Yeah. Game 7 in the NBA Finals is pretty damn awesome.
Yeah. No, I wonder Chance and Brandon, and I'm just kind of curious how many people is for that, and how many people is for the other side. I wonder. How many people is for both sides. I wonder. I wonder.
Well, yeah, I would say.
I don't know anybody who doesn't like a game. I mean, outside of a Raptors fan who would want the series to end tonight, probably. But I don't know of anybody who wouldn't want a game seven. I think most people. Most people probably want more. I mean, it's entertaining. I mean, like you said, Chance, after this, I mean,
baseball.
You've got nothing until the start of football.
Yeah, even like, you know, the hockey fans, it's over for them. Golf fans, you have, you know, some other golf tournaments, but yeah, you don't really have anything until football picks back up, and, you know, until SEC. Meetings down in Hoover this year, back in Hoover. So not a lot, definitely not a lot. Appreciate the call, Roger. Appreciate the call. Always good to talk with you, sir. 865-546-8200. If you want to jump on in hour number two, recap NBA Finals.
Yep.
Game six tonight.
Yep.
Game six.
Will we see it?
Yes. Game seven. I think we're going to see it. As much as I want to go against you guys and be like, yeah, I mean, the Raptors will take it tonight. I think it's going to be too tough, man, that the Raptors gave them one. And, hell, I mean, we'll be honest here. I mean, if the Warriors go ahead and can make it to a Game 7, as much as I think the Raptors can win Game 7, I thought they should have definitely won Game 5 to go ahead and clinch it. I mean, they had the crowd was ready. They were hype. They were excited. They were ready to end it then, but they fell short.
Nick Nurse fell short.
Oh, yeah, you in the timeout.
I'll go back to that.
You stand behind that. The timeout got him.
100%. I still believe it.
Did you see?
Nick Nurse better not do it tonight.
Did you see Mason Ramsey has a new song?
I did see that.
The Yodeling Kid?
The Yodeling
Kid.
You mean the put some respect on
the worldwide phenom?
Is that who you're talking about, though?
Yes, Mason Ramsey.
Do you got, like, his hits or something? Like, you over there like, oh, yeah, it's Mason Ramsey.
Not right now,
you got his discography?
I mean, Chance.
Does he have one?
I think he only has, like, one album out, maybe. But it does not – I mean, he's only been around for, like, a year.
Hey, Mason Ramsey performed at CMA Fest.
You did
as,
go,
like, a 10-year-old.
He's a rising star, Fest. Chance.
I had a buddy that went to CMA Fest this past weekend, too.
Who, Rick?
No, another friend. But I, Rick, you got to tell us about it. I don't think I remember hearing much about it. Maybe you already talked about it, though.
I'll give you the hits.
You give me the hits?
We'll give you the hits, much like Mason Ramsey does. We'll see you in hour number two. This is The Blitz.